We'll open House Committee on Audits. Today is the 22nd of February. This morning, we have with us Representative Linda Flores, who's here to testify relative to House Bills 2235 and 2239. We'll open a public hearing on both House Bills 2235 and 2239. Staff, Jim Keller.
Yes, sir. House Bill 2235 establishes additional procedures for preparation of a state budget by the executive branch, requires the creation of a five-year strategic plan, requires the development of a capital improvement program as part of the strategic plan, establishes a revenue management and debt management plan, and creates a capital asset replacement fund.
Did you open 2239, please?
And 2239, this measure requires the Oregon Department of Administrative Services to publish an outline of the governor's budget report.
Thank you very much. Representative Flores, thank you for coming and gracing us with your presence. We appreciate you being here. You can see we've got an SRO audience here today.
Well, you know, isn't that just the best kind?
You've been. Please.
Cozy. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee. Thank you for hearing these bills today and for the opportunity just to add but a few brief comments about them. As you are aware, these came forward from the House Interim Committee on Government Operations Oversight, and they are the result of some of the work that had been done in the interim in an effort to wrap around some of the what we were defining and shooting as toward accountability and efficiencies in some of our government functions. House Bill 2235, as Mr. Keller has indicated, establishes some procedures and has some five-year phase-in on some strategic financial planning and creates a capital asset replacement fund. And House Bill 2239 has, again, in the effort to accomplish some streamlining and efficiencies and accountabilities, and the printing of the budget is envisioned to provide side-by-side comparisons for with general fund lottery appropriations and allocations from the current budget period, caseload, and the appropriations and allocations requested by the governor's budget for the next period, and showing a percentage of increase and decrease. And that is an effort to make available to the perusing public some transparency.
Representative Flores, I noticed that relative to 2235, there's a couple of blanks filled in here, and if we put $1 in, we might be able to get these passed without a $50,000 fiscal relative to 2235. However, with regard to 2239, I'm not sure where it requires both the printing of the copies of the budget. This is, it's my understanding that this is a budget outline, and it's the biennial budget outline, but it is, in addition to being published and presented to each incoming member of the Legislative Assembly on December 1st of the even-numbered years, it also requires distribution to the public library, schools, and state offices, as well as being distributed to the newspaper in every county. Do we have any idea what the fiscal on that may be?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't have that information available, and I'm uncertain as to whether Representative Crummell had made that inquiry or if he has it available.
But so far as the capital asset replacement fund, if we stuck a dollar in there, would that be satisfactory?
Mr. Chair, thank you for that very incisive question. I would hope that if there was a dollar stuck in there, it wouldn't remain funded at that level. I would suppose that would get it off the ground.
But, we've got a lot of things funded with a dollar in this state.
Understood.
In the questions? Representative Rosenbaum is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, Representative Flores. Good to see you. So I just had a question as to whether you thought either of these bills might have some application for the tax expenditure portion of our budget, which as you know, is a big chunk of what we're doing with tax dollars.
As far as the presentation of the information?
Yeah, or maybe using some of the scrutiny that it looks like the bill calls for to also look at how the tax expenditures are working out, whether they're accomplishing what they set out to do.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Representative Rosenbaum. I'm sure that as far as making that information more readily available and accessible, it would indeed have the similar application, or it would be a good overlay.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you.
Further questions for Representative Flores? Thank you very much, Representative Flores. These bills are held for public hearing only. Darren, do you want to throw your hat in the ring? Darren Hill from the... Well, you studied the bills, Darren. Why don't you come forward? We'll have everybody in the audience testify today. I mean, if we had just folks walking in off the street, we'd have them testify too, Darren. So don't
did you
feel
want
like
me to go make a whack at that one?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Darren Hill. I'm the Administrator of the Budget Management Division for the Department of Administrative Services. I hadn't planned on testifying today. I really wanted to come and kind of hear what the testimony was on these two bills. I think we have some questions about 2235. There's some...
The debt management plan portion of it.
Well, there's that part of it, and I think part of the... fiscal and financial plan. We have had conversations with Representative Crummell before on this. I think we just need a little bit more information of specifically what's needed in there.
Okay.
There's some areas in there that right now are probably wanting us to look at some goals and some things like that, and I think we probably need a little bit of direction on what those kinds of issues would be.
Darren, within the Department of Administrative Service, we have capital planning, and we have capital budgeting that goes on, but a number of organizations, committees that actually do a lot of this. It looks to me like we've got a lot of the disparate pieces here and there within, and even though it's unfunded right now, we had the Capital Planning Commission as a separate agency at one particular, they still continue as a separate agency, though with extremely limited funding at this particular portion, at this particular time. It seems that some of the items that are being requested here are a portion of this bill, that some of that planning, and I realize that, again, it had that planning commission had a separate direction, a separate charge. My recollection was that capital planning commission was set up even before land use planning was a reality in this state. So, I see Department of Administrative Services being a very key player in this whole process, and so we'll want you to be involved in that. And what I would do is I would charge both the chair when he has returned and caught up with the schedule, as well as Representative Flores as a member of the interim committee that brought forward this bill, to perhaps go ahead and meet with you, Darren, if you would make your time available, please.
Very happy to.
Thank you very much. Jim, if you will assist in coordinating that for the chair, I would be most sincerely appreciative of that. Thank you very kindly. We appreciate it. Any questions of this point of either Darren or Representative Flores? Mm-hmm. Thank you again. Colleagues, my intention is to go ahead and carry these public hearing bills over for a later time at the pleasure of the chair. Again, when the chair returns from a period of bereavement for the loss of his mother, I think that we'll see these bills back with the issues that are placed before us. With that, I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bills 2235 and 2239. And colleagues, unless there's something else on your schedule today, let's go ahead and plan to meet at even time in 2 days.
Close.